Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, ladies. It's Ian from FreeKeen.com. How are you today?
Oh, Ian from FreeKeen.com.
Well, I'm glad you called FreeKeen. Most people think it's too expensive, Keen.
Well, it is pretty expensive to live here. It's the second highest property tax rate in the state, so I can understand that complaint. So I was calling with a couple questions and points of clarification from last week's conversation. My question first is, and it's for both of you, are you against monopolies?
I like the game.
Well, I guess it would depend. It would depend.
What do you mean?
Well, I think there's some common things like safety things that maybe Monopoly would be okay, where you have a unified vision or.
And I think the phone company worked fine when it was a monopoly.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, there's evidence against that. The rates were pretty crazy when
right,
it was AT&T.
Right.
So can you give me a little more, what do you mean by safety monopoly? I'm not sure I quite understand.
Well, say a police force in some ways, I'm not sure, or even education. I'm not sure that I would agree. I agree with, like, public education, so that would be a monopoly, if you will.
So would you suggest that, would you take that all the way and suggest that private schools should, and homeschools should be shut down? I mean, because it's not...
No. But,
I mean a true monopoly where there's only one provider of any product or service.
Well, I don't know that I would disallow other, entities, but I wouldn't give public money. I think where you're going is, should public money be spent on a particular thing? And in some cases, I would say yes.
Tell us what you mean. What do you mean by monopoly?
It was a good guess. and it's interesting that you said yes to it. I wasn't sure what you guys were going to say to it. But I wanted to point out that that government is a monopoly. And
yes.
Not only is it a monopoly, it's also a violent monopoly. It's an agency with a monopoly over coercive force.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you... I mean, I don't know if you necessarily... Here's another question. Do you think that there should be an ability to compete with the police? Should there be an option for people to utilize an alternative protection service?
You mean kind of like Blackwater in Iraq? No.
Okay. So people should be forced to fund the police department, whether or not, regardless of how they feel about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Yeah, I think if everybody starts having their own security force... It's not going to work. It's not going to work.
You know, I wouldn't feel as bad about that if the police weren't out doing things that I have a moral disagreement with, and this kind of brings me back to where we were last week, Cynthia, where I was asking the question in regards to, you know, you've been made aware, basically, at this point, that there are peaceful people that are taking up a bunch of jail cells at the Westmoreland Jail.
Right.
Because of things like drug possession charges. And you'd actually asked the question when I was off the air later as to, you seemed kind of bewildered that people would actually go to jail for marijuana possession. And I will tell you that, yes, it does happen, and it happens a lot. When I was in there for the weekend that I was there, one of the people that was in the cell was in for 20 days on possessing approximately a bowl pack's worth, which is a very small amount, of marijuana. So,
first offense.
It does happen. It's happened to my girlfriend, not up here in New Hampshire, but where she came from down in Florida. And I've known plenty of people. In fact, over 800,000 people a year are arrested for marijuana in this country alone. So it does happen, and it's awful, and it ruins people's lives.
Mm-hmm. There's an article in the Keene Sentinel this morning, and I don't get to read the paper. I just sort of skim it.
Right.
But there was an article in the Sentinel this morning that talked about
decriminalization.
Oh,
and
great.
One of the things it said was the amount of money we would save by not arresting and prosecuting people for, and it was a sizable amount of money. But
well,
I'm wondering
the
if the person line? That was your roommate up there being Westmoreland, was it the first offense?
It was his third offense.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. It's against the law. And if people keep doing
it... But the law is wrong.
I don't care if the law is wrong. It is the law.
Cynthia, at one time it was the law to put Jews in gas chambers. I mean, was it all right to disobey
that
law?
I don't know that that was a law, but that was...
Would it have been all right if it was?
Of course not.
Okay, well, it's wrong to put people in jail cells because they are possessing a piece of plant. I mean, that's pretty inhumane, don't you think?
Well, I guess, but the thing is that we have laws in this country for good reason, and I think... What we need to do is if you don't like what's going on, change the law.
Well, that's why I'm calling you guys, because you guys are...
Because we're powerful.
I can change the law.
You don't have to change the law, but what you can do is you can essentially, from what I understand, you can basically change the priorities of the police department. Couldn't you essentially, issue a diktat from on high and tell them, okay, no more of this. You guys go and, investigate real crimes like arson, murder, rape.
No, we have no authority over the criminal code or the, that's not
Can't
under
you
our...
Can you hire and fire the police chief?
Absolutely not. He is hired and or fired by the city
state
manager.
Laws. We don't have any...
But you appoint the city manager.
No. But we don't have any authority over the state laws, which the police are enforcing. The police enforce...
They have a choice to enforce the laws, so they don't have
But that's not our jurisdiction.
If your city manager hired a police chief who understood these things or who would agree to not enforce bad laws, then we could save a lot of taxpayers a lot of money. We could save a lot of heartbreak for a lot of families.
But you know what? And choosing to enforce, whether or not to enforce bad laws, is just that, a choice. And his choice may not, or her choice, whoever the police chief is at the time, may not be the same as my choice or your choice.
I understand.
In other words, they've got to follow the law. That's what we hire a police officer.
I would hope that a good peace officer would be following his heart and doing what's right instead of following bad laws.
Ian, I'm going to give you a different analogy. You know, the Bush administration now is passing. They just put into effect that healthcare providers can decide if they want to provide abortions or birth control based on what you're saying, their heart or their conscience. And I totally disagree with that. When it is a legal option for people to get birth control or women to have abortions. So using your rationale, those people, you would agree with the Bush administration that just passed that ruling.
While I support.
I know that you would.
Right to choose.
But if you felt, if
right
you, if,
I would like to point out, I also support business owners being able to choose what they sell.
Your thing is, if you don't personally agree with it, then you don't have to follow the ruling. And I totally disagree.
And
that's
we've
got to
take another phone call, but.
We'll argue again next month. You can argue with Cynthia next
Thank
week.
For, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 357-1290, 1-866, 357-1290. Good morning. You're on. They're gone?
They're gone.
Dear. Oh, dear.
They chose.
He's never going to believe they were really gone.
They chose to follow their heart and call another station.
It's an interesting subject. It really is an interesting subject, and I understand that he feels very strongly about it.
Right.
My
but obviously,
former co-host
if you
on this show, Tim Robertson, felt very, very strongly that marijuana should be legalized, and arguing with him was and it's not that I don't think it should be legalized. It's just that I think we need to take a look at all of the ramifications. It's not just as easy as.
Well, one of the problems with marijuana, unlike alcohol or some other substances, the recovery time is a lot longer. So you're an impaired, for example, you're an impaired driver for a lot longer. It would take a couple hours for you to not be impaired if you were drinking. So that's one of the issues you'd have to think about.
We were just talking to my daughter about it yesterday, and we'll get back to this, but she was talking about secondhand smoke. You know, is she going to get high because someone next to her chooses to smoke marijuana legally?
Yeah.
357-1290, 1-866, 357-1290. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was listening to this guy, Ian, earlier, and sometimes he's a little far out, but he has a lot of valid points, too.
Yeah, right.
I agree with some of what he says. Sometimes he gets a little away, but you know, the whole thing about the police and marijuana, I'm not a supporter of marijuana, but, you know, his point on cops, police enforcing these laws is right. I mean, if you look in the Keene Sentinel, and this is ridiculous, you'll see that underage kids are arrested, not arrested, I guess, but given a citation or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever they call it, for underage smoking. I mean...
Right, for tobacco, you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I can't stand smoking. I think it's a disgusting habit. But, you know, the police should be doing something a little bit more important than worrying about a 15 or 16 or 17-year-old kid that's smoking. I mean, it's just, you know, it tells me there's too many police. It's a bloated police force in Keene. Well,
I disagree
they don't have any
with
business.
You.
They don't have any business out there bothering kids. That's up to the individual parents to enforce
but
that.
It's the law.
Well, you
they
know,
are upholding the law.
I have friends in out west in Las Vegas, and they actually think that's hysterical. I mean, they've never heard of the police enforcing a law so mundane and trivial. I mean, that is.
But on the other hand, caller.
Well, on the other hand, in Keene, we also have the so-called pooper scooper law. I mean, should
right.
people be fined for not picking up after their dogs? But it's the law.
But I think the distinction maybe, caller, that if the police observe an underage person smoking, that's a kind of passive enforcement in the sense that they're not going out and knocking on doors and checking to see if 16-year-olds are smoking or 15-year-olds are smoking. It's the same if you saw a 16-year-old with a bottle of gin or a can of beer out on the sidewalk. Would you say that the police should just walk away because it's no big deal?
Well, no, because when you're engaging in drinking underage, you can endanger somebody else if you get behind the wheel
mm-hmm.
or anything else.
Yeah, that's valid.
Smoking, although it's disgusting, does not affect
anybody. So if a kid was out at a bus stop, standing outside in public and a police goes by, you're saying the police should just keep walking?
I just don't, you know, I mean, the cop should say, hey, you know, are you a legal age? And the kid says no. Well, you know, I mean, put it out or something, but to drag him in front of the judge in Keene there and 7 or 8 different citations, take up valuable court time over mm-hmm. something like that, I mean, it's, I'm not beating up on the police. I'm just saying that, you know, I think that there should be some
right. I would agree with you.
More important things to concentrate on.
But,
you know?
Okay, so if they let 17-year-olds, or I don't know how old you have to be, but say 16-year-olds get away with smoking. They see this a crime, if that's what it is, or being committed, and they just look the other way. So tomorrow they see somebody speeding down Court Street. Do they just look the other way?
No, because it's a total different thing. When you're speeding down Court Street,
you're endangering someone.
You're endangering somebody else's life. Some little kid runs out. When you're 17 years old and you're running around smoking, I mean, it may be technically against the law, but it's extremely
you
trivial.
You should go home so your parents can beat you up.
But, well, that's it. I mean, I'm not supporting that.
And again, I don't know the circumstances, but I wonder if people see someone smoking, an underage person, and someone calls the police, and then, you know, I don't know. It would be an interesting thing, and the next opportunity I have, I will ask about how assertive they are in enforcing it, or is it complaint-driven,
right.
or the same kid is out there every day after being warned several times.
You know, and it could be that, you know,
and some of the parents don't mind their kids are smoking.
People who just try, they're doing this to break the law. And so, you know, the next time if you don't go after them for this, then they're going to do something else because they're trying to push the police to see at what point the police will. And we're back to my kids who used to scream and holler and drive me crazy until I went absolutely nuts. And then they'd say, well, my job is done here, and they'd walk away.
Right.
And we
right.
do have another call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. 357-1290, 1-866-357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning, Cynthia. It's Mark Edge from Free Talk Live. Sorry you're getting the double prong here, but...
Do you want underage kids smoking around your baby Jack?
Look, to smoke around my baby Jack, they'd have to come on my property, and I don't want any underage kids smoking on my property, and I get to say whether or not that's so.
Okay. Okay.
So I don't even want overage people smoking on my property.
Right? Unfortunately, I smoke a cigar, and I can't be too pious about people's cigarettes. I don't like them, but, you know, it's difficult to be pious when you smoke a cigar. And then, however, I would like to ask Cynthia, did they ever catch that guy that stabbed that woman in the park in November of 2006?
I don't remember.
No, is the answer.
Oh, I don't remember.
Well, there's the point there is there's
they had a suspect, didn't they? Right. Was involved with the circus or the
yeah, they had a suspect, and apparently something to do with the that's beside the point. My point is really is that in fact there is there's violent crime going on in Keene every month, not every day, thank God. Maybe domestic, I don't know, but you know, to have the police out there sort of allowed to hassle kids, and, you know, that to some extent, hassling kids is a police officer's job. You got to get them off their skateboards on the sidewalks and that kind of thing. And, I think that the resources could be better managed than, you know, stopping people for smoking. And marijuana, when it comes to marijuana, you know, it's harmless to anybody else except the person who's doing it, and it's probably an irritant to their lungs and things like that. And I know you were making the point about laws, Cynthia, and this is where I want to go with this. Simple fact that it is the law doesn't make it right. And yes, it was the law in Germany that Jews got gassed. And it was the law that Jehovah's Witnesses went to concentration camps at the time. It was the law that black people were held as slaves. It was the law that black people weren't allowed to drink at the same drinking fountains and had to go to the back of the bus. It was the law that redskins weren't allowed outside at night in many states.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, you know, that these laws aren't necessarily good ones.
And we got them changed.
We got them changed, but how many people get hurt in the process, Cynthia?
Well,
when you say we, don't you mean I'm going to do something about it right now? I'm going to use my power as a city councilor to stand and, you know, stand in the way of people using violence against these people that aren't hurting anyone? Is that what you mean? Because I'm for it.
I guess everything has to, and again, I'm waffling, I know.
Right.
And Paul, help me out here. But
to waffle? You want me to help you to waffle?
But I'm thinking that everything that you mention, or that anyone mentions, has to be taken up individually.
But I think, and I don't know the circumstances of Ian going to jail, but
he's an idiot, that's what.
But I think that that's the way we can all object to laws, is to be either a silent or a vocal witness, like the other guy that calls in every week who stands out in the square to protest
God
the war.
Bless him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
of course, I'd like to make the point about him is that now he's not going to call in and make, you know, say what a bad war it is once Barack Obama gets in there, and there's still going to be 20,000 people in Iraq, which is what his plan is to leave.
Yeah, yeah. So, but my point is that's, you know, in terms of if it's a bad law or something you don't agree, then I think it is a responsibility, in this case Ian's or yours, if you think marijuana is to purposely possess it, get arrested, and kind of do nonviolent kind of protests, and to get enough people to do that. I would disagree with you that pot can, in fact, affect other people, because, you know, there's been a lot of like train accidents, the oil spill, when people have been under the influence.
Well,
so there is
alcohol
that.
Alcohol is legal too, and
I agree with you. I agree.
Right. Okay.
And that's the big argument. So.
Because the majority culture decides, just like crack cocaine, it happens with more minorities, so that seems to be a greater crime than cocaine, which affluent Caucasian Americans.
Cell phones cause more accidents in America than marijuana does.
Yep.
You want to outlaw them?
Yep.
You know, I mean, you can't go after
item
when it's the person's fault who's being distracted.
They're playing your music.
They're playing our song.
We're saved by the bell again.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning, ladies. It's Sam from Obscure Truth. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
How are you, Sam?
I thought you'd be up here by now.
I am coming up at the end of the month.
Okay.
So my house sold, and I will be on the way after Christmas.
Wow, okay. You're lucky your house sold. You're in Texas?
I am, yeah.
Well, now, how's the housing market, the economy there?
It wasn't
there?
Bad. I do a lot of remodeling and stuff, so I have a lot of custom features in my house that it had at least 10 or 12 showings a week.
Wow.
And I was taking $1,000 a week off until it sold, and I ended up selling it about, I think about $8,000 or $9,000 below what the bureaucrats here appraise it for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to call in about Prohibition, but I love this bike aspect.
New cause.
So, going back to the caller earlier who was given a ticket for not having a light on the front of his bike, Paula, do you feel that he won in that case, that he was vindicated, or?
Well, from what he says, yeah. I mean, he had to take his time in the sense that it wasn't an ordinance, so he didn't have to pay the fine, and, yeah.
Exactly, but he did have to take time off of work to go down to court, it sounds like, and and get the charges thrown out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's costing him maybe $10, $20. Mm-hmm. Not only the fact that he's being pulled out of the workforce, so government is again reducing the productivity of the economy that supports it. If we look at this police officer, if I came up to you and accused you of doing a crime and filed it with the police,
mm-hmm.
I'm guilty of filing a false police report. Mm-hmm. Why is it when the police do it, it's just kind of, well, it's okay? I mean, shouldn't this guy be brought up on criminal charges for filing a false police report, or is ignorance of the law no excuse unless you're a police officer?
No. I mean, the ignorance of the law, of course, is an illegal, standing. But I think if the police officer was acting in good faith, even though he was wrong, and in fact it was no excuse because the conviction wasn't upheld. You see what I'm saying? So, in a way, his ignorance didn't prevail.
It didn't, but it still cost the economy. It cost this man his time.
It cost his time. We don't know that he had to take time off from work, but
okay,
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
Then there were other callers who called in and said, you know, he should have gotten a ticket because he was riding in the street. Well, when I did the ride along with Shane Maxfield from the Keene Police Department,
right?
Mm-hmm. We came across a guy who was given a ticket for riding on the sidewalk because that's illegal in Keene.
Right. Right. You know, ordinance.
He had to go fight that.
It's only illegal in the downtown, but...
Right. Well, he was leaving a bar at 2 a.m. in the morning. There's lots of drunk people out on the street, and
right.
He was not about to ride his bike out there and become a traffic fatality.
Okay.
So, you know, how do you win with, police harassing people over stuff like this? I mean, have something better to do where they can go after people who are actually hurting somebody?
But Cynthia and I were talking about this a little bit. They're not going after the bicycle light or the staggering drunk instead of someone that's holding up a convenience store. You're making it a false choice that instead of doing things that are more of concern to the community.
If there had been a holdup going on, you can bet that police officer would have left the guy with the bicycle there and gone off to the holdup immediately as soon as he knew about it.
Okay, so my question for you ladies would be then, are there any unsolved violent crimes where there is a victim in Keene currently that the police could be investigating instead of driving around?
If that's, in fact, if say they're a detective, yes, but if you're a street patrol, you're not investigating that kind of crime, so I guess it's just like you said when you called in, you were going to talk about something else but the bike. Now a person called in. So instead of talking about whatever you were going to talk about, this presented an opportunity which may be less important than what you would have presented. You see what I'm saying? That this opportunity came along that you happened to witness, and so you wanted to speak to it because you feel that it was a wrong thing to be happening. So that's what I hope that the police are doing, that they're not worrying about lights and underage cigarette smokers instead of people that are, being physically abusive or other important,
mm-hmm.
more
but
important.
It seems like they are, though. And, you know, if somebody's doing something that's not hurting somebody else, riding their bicycle or choosing what substances should go in their body, getting back to my original topic, who are the police to come in and say, no, you can't do that, you have to do it our way because we've decided this is bad for you and we know better than than you about what's best to put in your own body.
Well, except for the bicycle, light, they the majority of people have put this into effect and a tacit agreement that these are the laws that we want enforced. And
well, but people put laws in place that said blacks had to drink from different water fountains.
Well, I know that's a great argument, but we've changed that law.
We have.
And we need to change. If you have a law that you don't like, then you need to change it. But until it's changed, you either need to peacefully demonstrate against it or follow it.
Well, I don't have a problem so much with the law. I have a problem with the entire system. I think it's really ineffective and could be done in a much more reasonable and economical fashion by the free market. So I want to change out the whole system, not mm-hmm. the individual cars. It gets back to that tractor story I was telling you about last time. I don't want to convert that tractor into a Corvette by changing out parts on the tractor until I get to a Corvette. I'm not going to go around changing all the individual laws in a system that I think is completely flawed to begin with. I'm going to change the whole system.
You need to start a new country.
Well, the world is already filled up with countries or farms where the people are extorted for.
No, I think not so much that you have to go to a new country, but whatever the most important thing is what you begin with. You know, you talk about blacks, you know, for Martin Luther King, or even before that, it was the Civil Rights Voting Act, that was the first step. And so probably in your lifetime, it's not going to evolve into what you would like to see it, but you have to decide what's the most important thing that's going to set the thing in motion, the first domino, as it were.
I don't know,
the most important thing is a caller that's been waiting for a while. So
right, get back to us on that
one. Thank you so much for calling.
The first domino.
357-1290, 1-866-357-1290. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Okay. Well, all I have to say is that, just a huge amount of my life, I was for the war on drugs, for drug prohibition, and now that I'm 22 years old, I've realized that it's just a failure. It can't work. I mean, how many drugs have there been out there? I mean, how much does it reduce the drug problem? It hasn't.
Right. And I agree with you. I think the country should take a new look at drugs and decide what is, just as they did at alcohol, because prohibition didn't work. And I agree. Well, is that what you're saying? Is that you think?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think that this great big heavy, you know, the Drug Enforcement Administration at the federal level costs a lot of money to give to these, you know, to try to go into Mexico and stop it there at that level too.
But one of the things is that if marijuana, and I'm not, I hate to sound like I'm advocating for it, although maybe, I don't know, but I think if marijuana was legalized, then just like tobacco, just like alcohol, they could tax it. There would be more income coming in from the sale of it rather than a lot of income going out fighting it. But I'm not sure what you do about things like cocaine and heroin. Do you want those legal too?
No, I don't.
No, I mean, that's the problem.
Why wouldn't you want those legal, but other psychoactive substances you do?
Well, I think it's probably the degree to which I can, although, you know, wine and 100 proof with alcohol, I don't know.
But. I mean, THC, pot stays in your system 28 days, where alcohol, cocaine would come out, you know, in hours, you know, in terms of detoxifying. So it's an interesting question about, to me, it's not so much the age, it's the quantity, whether it's alcohol or any of these substances, but it does concern me how long the substance stays psychoactive and how people are affected by it.
And I'm the wrong person to talk about it because I don't do any of it. I mean, I don't.
And I know it more from a clinical point of view,
yeah,
in the sense that I've been a substance abuse counselor.
Right. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the second thing that I wanted to talk about is that this bike thing.
Yes.
I just can't even. I live in a city that is about the same size as Keene, about 10,000 people. I just can't even imagine.
Keene has 24,000.
24,000?
Yes.
Wow.
Right.
Okay. Well, I live in a city about half, maybe a little bit less than half the size of Keene.
Right.
And I, even in Detroit, okay, which is, oh boy, but I wouldn't ride without a bike light, and, you know, there's so many cars and everything. In fact, I wouldn't even ride at night, but anyway. I mean, I could never imagine a law requiring a bike light or people or police pulling somebody over for that or stopping somebody for that. I just want to kind of say that I'm kind of shocked about that. I mean, I don't live in Keene, obviously, but it was just kind of a wow.
Well, some of our callers are calling in, and they advocate personal responsibility with as little government intrusion as possible. And, you know, carrying this to the nth degree is not having a light on your bicycle personal responsibility. You do everything you can to keep yourself safe, and so you would put a light on your bicycle, and then nobody would bother you. The car driving at you wouldn't bother you because they could see you because of the light. The police officer wouldn't bother you. And that's what I think everyone that has called us, that are talking about personal responsibility and less government interference, wants everyone out there to be personally responsible. And I think probably a light on your bike is the first order of personal responsibility. And we do have another phone call.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Bye-bye now. 357-1290-1866-357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. I really enjoy your show every Saturday.
Thank you.
I can't wait to get in my car and turn it on.
You can turn it on in your house, too.
I'm from upstate.
Oh.
So I can only get it on AM. All right. It's AM, but I can only get it really good on Saturdays.
Oh,
but anyway,
okay.
Really enjoy your show.
Well, thank you.
First of all, smoking pot and drinking from the same water fountain are two different things. They can't compare oranges to apples. Drinking at a water fountain didn't alter their brains. If all these free staters, I'm a libertarian at heart, believe me.
I think we're all libertarians
good,
at heart.
They have a lot of good ideas. But when you start altering the brain, that's something different. And they should go to San Francisco. I've been there. That town, which used to be beautiful, I was there back in the 70s, and I've been there lately. It was a beautiful city, and now it's full of slugs. They sit on the bench, they're in the parks, they get to go buy their pot at the pot stores, they can smoke, they come out of the pot store and smoke it on the street, nobody bothers them, because they're doing it for medical reasons. But most of those people, all they need is a little note from a doctor stating they can't sleep or they can't eat or they can't do this. And they get their license to buy pot and they can do it. Then they turn into slugs. And that's what they do. And then they sell their extra so they can buy more. Just go there. It's turned that city into an absolute slum.
Doesn't make me want to go there very much.
But is that any different? Are qualitatively better or worse than people that would be drinking out on the benches that you see in most cities.
It's illegal.
Or sitting on the streets.
For public drunkenness.
That's what I'm saying, but is it any different than seeing people that are intoxicated sitting on the streets or benches?
I
agree with you. A drug is a drug is a drug. It doesn't
right.
matter whether it's
right.
pot or...
It's a drug.
Yeah, it's
going to alter your brain.
Yeah.
I smoked pot when I was younger,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't like it. It made me paranoid, and it made me want to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't... That's one thing that I didn't like about it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to be hungry all the time, and it alters your brain.
Sure,
and
it does.
I think of years and years and years, some people I know that used to be very, very intelligent, are now kind of
the brain is fried.
Intelligent. they remember things, but not quite the way they
right,
should be
right,
remembered.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling.
Keep up the great show. I love it every Saturday. It really brings a puts a step in my,
well,
you know.
Thank you very much.
Alrighty.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Now. 357-1290 1-866-357-1290. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning. I tried again this morning to keep my mouth shut, but I'm not going to.
Oh, you don't need to keep your mouth shut.
I never have I? But the guy who wants to ride his bicycle without a light on, is he going to have somebody to come along and scrape him up off the road?
Right, sort of like the guy behind the elephant?
Yeah, it's as simple as that.
Well, he said he has reflectors on his bike, so it's not...
Right.
I mean, so he should be seen, I guess.
Right.
I
but
don't
the reflectors
see.
Depend on the guy driving a car having his lights on.
Yeah.
And, you know, who knows? So.
And I'm willing to bet if the guy is picking... The guy who's riding the bicycle with no reflectors, he knows the guy who's driving the car with no lights on.
Right. There you go.
Now, come on.
So, well, I don't know.
A spade is a spade.
Maybe we'll take a look and see if maybe we should have a bicycle light ordinance.
No one is telling the full story. I think the police in this city do nothing wrong.
Right.
And that plain and simple, they must do something right because we're pretty safe.
We are. Keene is a very safe community.
And they're very helpful, very friendly, and I'm sorry, that's my belief.
And I like to think that for the most part they're polite.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Right.
And if they are, and somebody isn't polite to them and decent to them, if they have to do something,
right.
So it should be.
Right. That's.
I mean, at this point, there is no reason to criticize the police.
Right. And I think that's
my knowledge.
We'll have to have a police officer on to talk to us about what goes on in Keene.
Right,
that would be.
Right. That'd be
well,
good.
This is my belief, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Get the whole thing solved.
There you go. Thank you. Bye-bye now.